Oil prices have been on a wild ride. Last July, a barrel of crude cost more than $147. This week, it was down to $60, with lots of ups and downs along the way. You might have heard in recent days that oil speculators have helped cause those big price swings. Critics say speculators can drive up the price of oil far higher than what simple supply and demand would dictate. We're joined now by Dr. Daniel Yergin, chairman of the IHS Cambridge Energy Research. He joins us from the studios of the Radio Foundation in New York City. Dr. Yergin, thanks for being with us.
Sure, thank you.
Now, are speculators really the heavies in this? Because they argue that you need speculation to make a futures market work well, to have supply when people need it.
Well, you have at least three definitions of speculators. There's a person who's on the other side and helps a home heating oil dealer hedge. Then there's a speculator who's looking at trends in the economy and making decisions. And then there's a notion of speculators who somehow are having inordinate influence over the market. And that confuses the whole discussion. But in answer to your question, speculation, financial markets are certainly part of the oil price today.
Yeah. Well, explain that to us, because, of course, again, to restate it, speculators say, well, that also is what makes supply available. And you get to January and February, you want supply.
Well, the speculators are the people who would provide what they say is liquidity in the market. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it is supply and demand that governs. And what we've seen in the last 2 weeks in oil prices coming down is the gritty reality that it's a longer road to economic recovery. So oil price is a barometer. But the speculators, the financial markets can accentuate things. And Scott, there's one other factor there, that there is seems to be this kind of inverse dance between the price of the dollar, the value of the dollar, and oil prices. And so when the dollar weakens, oil and other commodities become a hedge and people put money in that. We've seen the dollar strengthen over the last week and oil prices go down.
And who loses money in this exchange?
Well, in the financial markets, it can be, you know, speculators make money, they lose money. A lot of people lost money when oil prices collapse. Others make money. So I think it's a big global financial market and players on all sides of the deals.
Now, people tend at large not to feel sorry for them because they think these are people who are trying to take advantage of the give and take, the ebb and flow of the market. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think you don't see very much sympathy at all for speculators. I think the very word gets people's necks up. But I think but you're not going to have the ability for an airline, say, to hedge oil prices unless you have a speculator on the other side. And these markets, in fact, are for the most part very highly regulated. But I think the view, and we're going to see it unfold over the next several weeks, is that the regulation doesn't capture all of the activity, that there are these markets that take place these transactions off the regulated markets. And like with the overall financial markets, the question is, how do we improve the regulation so we don't have vast swings in oil prices that really give a big jolt to our GDP and our economy and to consumers?
And in the 30 seconds we have left, how do you bring some of that off-market investment into light where it can be regulated?
Well, what they're saying is that those transactions are going to have to take place on regulated exchanges where you have a very complex reporting system. I think we're going to see in the next 8 weeks some important hearings on that question. It's complicated, but I think that after what we've seen with these vast movements you described in oil prices, people are going to want to have more confidence in how the markets are working.
Dr. Daniel Yergin, chairman of the IHS Cambridge Energy Research, of course, author of The Prize, his Pulitzer Prize-winning book that's recently been released in an updated edition. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.